Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We are going in the huddle with the latest around the NFL. Tonight you have your Falcons and the Eagles for Monday Night Football. But if we back it up, Sunday night, you had Sunday Night Football, of course. And the Texans beat the Bears 19-13. That matchup, of course, we saw C.J. Stroud, who's in year two. And then Caleb Williams, who is just getting started his rookie season with the Bears.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud continues to do C.J. Stroud things. I thought he looked crisp. Some of the throws and some of the non-throws. I mean, he's so in charge of that offense that they have down there. So impressive. I love kind of the background they did. They had his, they interviewed his mom and, did a couple of other things with him. His mom was in the building. But the connection he has with Nico Collins, man, that can absolutely take games over. And I thought the Texans defense did a nice job stepping up to the plate. They're such a good young team that continues to look like they're on the rise.
And I could also mention, too, he did talk about the addition of Stephon Diggs to that team and how much he has helped him. So you look at the, of course, Nico Collins, 135 yards, so a monster game for him. Got to see some of that from the ground up last season when I had their game. So to see their connection develops, really cool. And then with Stephon Diggs again coming in, he had four catches for 37 yards. So, but again, him saying Diggs is helping him. I don't know. What say you, Bo?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of C.J. Stroud. He proved me wrong about who he was in that game against Georgia in the Peach Bowl, and he's never looked back. That was literally the moment where C.J. Stroud said, "Wait for it, Mike." He said, "I am him,"
stop, he is. Stop.
And look, Caleb Williams on the other side. I think Caleb Williams is showing some stuff, right? But it's been a struggle. You get sacked seven times. Not every sack is a coverage sack or on the offensive line, right? There are times where young quarterbacks will hold the ball. He also threw two interceptions. Shout out to the Texans defense for 15 points and the Bo Johnson Fantasy League team. But C.J. Stroud has
– he's always been that guy, even from Ohio State. Like, I think his story is great, and I think what he's doing in the league has been phenomenal so far, as advertised.
Did you guys catch last night the tidbit, Bo, to your point, that the Sunday night – that crew does such a nice job last night of having those tidbits, and they kind of said that C.J. Stroud actually goes back and watches the Georgia game before he plays in the NFL. He actually goes back and watches highlights to give himself confidence. That was hilarious to me. I was like, man, I mean, I guess I'd go watch the same thing if I were him. That was really cool to hear.
Well, that was the first game. Like he looked like a stud in a lot at Ohio State. That was the first time where I thought, holy blank, this dude could be a star NFL player because he can do all the things that NFL quarterbacks do. And he really has never had a Caleb Williams-type game like Caleb. To that extent, like Caleb has had his first two games. Or Bryce Young, who at one point was averaging like 3.5 yards of completion after 25 attempts.
This is true. And also Stroud giving Caleb Williams kind of a special message, telling him to like hang in there. That was a good interaction that they had together after the game. Let's just bounce around the NFC South real quick. The Saints beat the Cowboys 44-19.
Beat the brakes off them.
Oh, I feel like the sky is falling probably in Dallas right now.
I think just to sum this one up, and I tweeted about this yesterday, everybody expected the Saints to have the worst offensive line in the NFL. Just so many questions about that unit and what they will be and what they are. they absolutely dominated Dallas up front last night and did whatever they wanted to with that Dallas defense. Not a good vibe over in Dallas right now, but New Orleans feeling real good.
Yeah, that was impressive. Derek Carr looks really good. That offense looks explosive. They were an offense that didn't have a lot of explosive plays last year with Pete Carmichael as the OC, and now that they've moved on, they look like they've found that. Look, it's still early, though. I mean, there's some 0-2 teams that shouldn't be, and there's some 2-0 teams that I wish wasn't, and the Saints are definitely one that I wish wasn't 2-0, just like Tampa Bay.
Just like Tampa Bay, who had a rematch with the Lions from the playoffs last year. They take out the Lions 20-16. Baker Mayfield, again, proving you can say he's that dude down there.
Yeah, golf with a couple of picks last night. And really, Baker just kind of – it's just weird. Like, he doesn't take over the game with his arms. It's just sheer determination, it feels like. Five carries for him for 34 yards, and he had a couple of scrambles to pick up first downs. But again, getting the ball into Chris Godwin's hands to the tune of 117 yards last night was the key to the game. Baker's just gritty, man. And this was two gritty football teams squaring up, and Tampa able to come away with a big victory on the road.
Yeah, a little time management issue for Dan Campbell up there as well. And I was talking to Arch. We were talking on the plane yesterday watching games, and I'm interested as two people who have either played the game, to if you've been around it so much, your dad was a coach and a player. Coaching makes such a difference in the NFL. The league is so close talent-wise. Yeah, you've got some more talented teams than others, but coaching can make or break a team, and it might have been the difference yesterday in a Detroit loss or Detroit win, and it might be the reason they lost yesterday. Dan Campbell makes a mistake, and they don't make it on the other side.
It remains ugly in Carolina. Chargers taking out the Panthers 26-3.
I got one word for you. Woof. And we'll get a chance to talk about this one, fortunately, in the Man Up segment that'll be coming up at the top of the hour. But, it's just not good. Derek Brown goes down. This offense, you kind of thought, okay, Dave Canales did so many good things in Tampa last year. But the bottom line is they don't have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I know they went out and got Deontay Johnson and a couple of new offensive guards up front, but it seems like the same story as far as Bryce Young goes, to the point where you are, 18-19 games into the first overall pick's career, and Dave Canales has to say in postgame, he is our quarterback, which is just absolutely brutal two games into the year to have your head coach sign off on. That's how bad it's been.
This is the wrong owner to be, 3.2 yards an attempt for Bryce Young. That is absolutely brutal in that game. This is the wrong owner to get blown out and to only score 13 points while, allowing almost 80? Wrong, because the David Tepper will fire you in a heartbeat. He doesn't care about money. He doesn't care about buyouts. Okay, can they stay inept till we get through there in early October?
I was thinking the same thing,
wow.
Dude.
I'm going to be selfish.
Yeah, same. Keep that thing rolling.
Well, you got to think someone like Christian McCaffrey is happy that he is no longer in Carolina. But bad news for him, he's been placed on injured reserve with that calf and Achilles injury. So he's set to miss at least 4 games, and that follows a San Francisco loss 23-17 to the Minnesota Vikings. So
yeah, this will be a spicy man up as well, Tiff. It will get coming up in a little bit. You don't want to miss that one. You don't want to miss Bo's prediction on that one, no doubt about it. But I don't think he was the difference, but you don't ever know in this game. But anytime you lose a talent like that, but we talked about it before the year, Christian McCaffrey, the first overall pick in fantasy drafts and everything else. Last year, he was the healthiest he had ever been in his career. This year, kind of reverting back to the mean when it comes to that. It's unfortunate. He's such a dynamic talent.
All right. When we come back here on the morning shift, we'll talk a little bit more NFL with your boy Justin Fields. That will be coming up. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. I know you have that in a mic'd up.
Yeah, mic'd up. It was a petty party for Pittsburgh yesterday. But I got a question for y'all. How many petty trophies have been handed out for the Pittsburgh Steelers? We'll talk about that coming up on the other side. Also, more Atlanta Braves, man. Disaster last night in the late innings. What to look forward tonight in that matchup with the Los Angeles Dodgers, that wraparound series, and the playoffs seemingly on the line every night at Truist Park. We'll catch up on the other side. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.